This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Victoria yesterday on a three-day visit to Seychelles. He was received by President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, at the airport. Mr. Modi appreciated the warm welcome by the President and said that Seychelles is a valued maritime partner and a close friend in the Indian Ocean. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to a productive visit aimed at further strengthening India and Seychelles' long-standing ties and enhancing cooperation for the benefit of the people of both nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the botanical gardens and attended a tree-planting ceremony. During the ceremony, Mr. Modi planted the Coco de Mer plant in the presence of Dr. Hermini. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, the tree planting is part of Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam initiative and reflects the shared India-Seychelles commitment towards sustainability and environmental stewardship. He also visited the giant tortoise enclosure at the botanical garden. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Aldabra giant tortoise also has an association with the special friendship between India and Seychelles, and two of them were gifted to the Alipur Zoo in Kolkata in 2014. The Defence Ministry has said that certain posts circulating on social media platforms have sought to misrepresent the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh's address delivered on the floor of Parliament on 28th July last year. The ministry said that these posts have selectively quoted an isolated portion of the speech to falsely imply that Mr. Singh claimed that no Indian soldier lost his life during Operation Sindoor. Explaining the context of the Defence Minister's remarks, the ministry said that at the time of Mr. Singh's address, a particularly persistent and dominant narrative had emerged in certain sections of the media and on social media claiming that Indian pilots had been lost during Operation Sindoor. The ministry said this narrative was entirely false, yet it was being amplified aggressively with the clear intent of diminishing the success of the operation and demoralizing public sentiment. The ministry said that it was in direct reference to this specific and mischievous narrative that the defense minister made the statement in question. A strong earthquake of magnitude 6.2 struck the Hindu Kush region of Afghanistan last evening at around 7:04 p.m. Indian time. Tremors were felt across India, Pakistan, China, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan and Turkmenistan. Shocks were also observed in several parts of North India, including Delhi NCR, Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Haryana. In Jammu and Kashmir, residents rushed out of their homes in panic as a safety precaution in several parts of the Union Territory, including Srinagar, Baramulla, Anantnag, Kupwara and Jammu districts. Authorities have said that there were no reports of any loss of life or damage to property so far. The first phase of helicopter operations for the Chardham Yatra has been concluded. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said that during the period, approximately 400 helicopters movements were conducted daily. It added that over 12,000 shuttle departures facilitated the travel of over 67,000 pilgrims. The ministry also informed that over 2,000 charter operations were catered to over 11,000 pilgrims, providing safe, reliable and efficient connectivity across the Chardham sector. In Arunachal Pradesh, one more body was recovered yesterday during the search and rescue operation in the flash flood-affected Posa area by the SDRF team in K.E. Panyor district. Deputy Commissioner of K.E. Panyor, Shweta Nagarkoti, informed that so far two bodies have been recovered while three persons are still missing. The search and rescue operation will resume today. The Potin Kimin Road remains closed due to persistent landslides and continuous earth slippage. Police personnel have been deployed at vulnerable locations along the Pitapul-Potin route to facilitate landslide clearance operations, regulate traffic and ensure public safety. The fragile ceasefire brokered 2 weeks ago to end the four-month conflict in West Asia is under mounting pressure after fresh retaliatory strikes between the United States and Iran over the past 48 hours. In U.S. badminton open, India's Devika Siha, Kidambi Srikanth and Ronak Chauhan have reached the semifinals at the Titan Gym in the California State University. And that is the end of this news bulletin.